I've strongly supported the 9th and 10th Amendment. It's the last two amendments that contain it in the Bill of Rights. Certainly, I've, for the last 24, 25 years, I've been a advocate of that particular use of the amendment for the purposes of guaranteeing state sovereignty and individual sovereignty. The 9th Amendment is particularly important because while the 10th Amendment gives you state sovereignty and then says the rights not guaranteed, the rights that were not granted to the federal government nor reserved by the states reside in the states and the people. The 9th Amendment says that the Congress will do nothing to disparage the rights of the people. So in essence, you have your individual freedom based on the 9th Amendment, where it says the enumeration of the constitutional rights shall not be construed as denied as far as any rights retained by the people. Whereas the 10th Amendment, they've always been read in tandem from a legal standpoint. The interpretation changed in 1937 with the New Deal legislation in Roosevelt. Really did. But prior to that, the 9th and 10th Amendment had always been used for guaranteeing state sovereignty. Legal analysis since the 1930s have pretty much gotten rid of the 9th Amendment in the analysis. And therefore, you'll only find like three or four cases that really even cite the 9th Amendment. But the 9th Amendment, read in tandem with the 10th Amendment, is clearly an indication that the Founding Fathers decided that the 10th Amendment would keep the state's power, keep power local. Rhode Island, especially Rhode Island and its ratification, clearly indicated that this was the primary purpose. Rhode Island feared a federal government more than any other state. And they also feared the power of the bigger states to eventually overcome them in a federal government situation. So for them, it was imperative that the states have this sovereignty. So even though the Constitution was passed and the Constitution was ratified, Rhode Island held out before signing for the purpose of getting the Bill of Rights in. And the Bill of Rights does contain those 9th and 10th Amendments, which are paramount for the purposes of independence on a statewide level.